This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Yuva Shakti is leading the nation-building effort with innovative ideas, energy and a strong sense of purpose. Mr. Modi said this while addressing the concluding session of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue in New Delhi this evening on the occasion of National Youth Day, marking the birth anniversary of great spiritual leader Swami Vivekananda. The Prime Minister said the Young Leaders Dialogue is a historic and unique initiative that provided direct participation of youth in the country's development.
विकसित भारत यंग लीडर्स डायलॉग एक ऐसा प्लेटफॉर्म जहां देश के विकास की दिशा तय करने में युवाओं की सीधी भागीदारी होती है। 50 लाख से अधिक नौजवानों की रजिस्ट्री, 30 लाख से अधिक युवाओं का विकसित भारत चैलेंज में हिस्सा लेना, देश के विकास के लिए अपने विचार शेयर करना, इतने बड़े स्केल पर युवा शक्ति का एंगेज होना अपने आप में अभूतपूर्व है।
Mr. Modi said that when India marks 100 years of independence in 2047, it will coincide with the most significant phase in the life of today's youth. India and Germany today deepened their strategic partnership following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz in Gandhinagar. Following the meeting between the two leaders, India and Germany exchanged 19 key Memoranda of Understanding, MOUs, and made 8 major announcements across defence, trade, technology, clean energy and mobility. German Chancellor arrived in Ahmedabad early this morning on a 2-day visit to India. Later, addressing a joint press conference with Chancellor Merz after the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said both nations signed a joint declaration to strengthen defence industrial cooperation roadmap, focusing on co-development and co-production of military hardware. The Union Budget 2026-27 will be presented on the 1st of February on Sunday in the Lok Sabha. The budget session of Parliament will commence from the 28th of this month and will continue till the 2nd of April. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla was replying to a question in this regard during a press conference in New Delhi today. U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore has said that India and U.S. are actively engaged for the ongoing trade deal negotiations. Mr. Gore was speaking after assuming charge as the U.S. Ambassador to India in New Delhi. He asserted that no partner is more essential than India. Mr. Gore announced that India will be invited to join the U.S.-led initiative called Pax Silicon as a full member next month. Net direct tax collections in the country grew 8.82% to over 18.38 lakh crore rupees in the current financial year so far. The collection includes net corporate tax receipts of 8.63 lakh crore rupees, while taxes from non-corporates stood at 9.3 lakh crore rupees between 1st of April and 11th of January. President Draupadi Murmu extended her greetings to the citizens on the eve of Lodi, Makar Sankranti, Pongal and Magh Bihu, which are being celebrated tomorrow and on the 14th of this month. In her message, the president said that these festivals symbolize the country's rich agricultural traditions and reflect its spirit of national unity. On this auspicious occasion, the president expressed hope that the spirit of love and solidarity in society would continue to grow stronger, inspiring everyone to work together towards building a prosperous nation. The central government has notified the National Sports Governance National Sports Bodies Rules 2026 under the National Sports Governance Act 2025. The rules set new standards for integrity and inclusivity. It provides the framework for the inclusion of sportspersons of outstanding merit, composition of the general body and executive committee, election procedures and disqualification criteria for members of national sports bodies and regional sports federations. In Women's Premier League cricket, UP Warriors has set a target of 144 runs for Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Navi Mumbai. UP Warriors scored 143 runs, losing 5 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier, Royal Challengers Bengaluru won the toss and opted to bowl. And that is the end of this news bulletin.